This is Wisconsin Today.
Pet dogs and pet rats are joining forces across America, including Wisconsin.
It's for a sport called Barn Hunt. A national group says more than 4,600 Wisconsin dogs have won awards in the last decade in what they call the fastest growing dog sport.
To compete, dogs channel their instincts through a straw bale obstacle course to find pet rats who are hiding out in protected tubes. The challenge, locate the rats while the clock is ticking.
This summer, several Barn Hunt events are taking place across the state.
Robin Nuttall is founder and owner of the Barn Hunt Association, and Sue Kendall is co-owner of O-Rats Dog Training, LLC in Sheboygan Falls. Sue, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Robin, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Now, Robin, you founded Barn Hunt back in 2013, got some events in Wisconsin this summer. But for a lot of people, I think, including me, I'll admit, this is new. Can you paint us a picture? Spell out what's going on when dogs and rats are playing Barn Hunt.
So Barn Hunt is a game that we play with our dogs. Actually, those of us in dog sports play a lot of different games with our dogs. But this is a game that we play with our dogs. It's actually based on real life work that dogs used to do, and some dogs do still do, eliminating vermin from farms and homes. So basically in our sport, what dogs do is they go into a ring that has a bunch of straw bales in it and some different safe aerated tubes, and they have to find a rat or more than one rat in that course. And it's a lot of fun. The handlers enjoy it. The dogs love it. And it's a way for people to have fun with their dogs, but also it's a way to test instinct in dogs that were bred to do these tasks.
And one key thing in here is you mentioned the tubes. The rats are in these tubes. They never actually get caught by the dog, right?
Oh, no. So the rats are in a super heavy-duty aerated tube. The dogs find the rats, but they cannot get to the rats. The rats are completely safe. The rats that we use in the sport are pet-bred rats. I know Sue has some rats that she breeds and can speak to that as well. But basically, we consider them our working partners in the sport, and they are never harmed in the sport.
Sue, you've got O-Rats Training in Sheboygan Falls. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there with dogs and rats.
I'll speak about the rats first. We have a colony of about 75 rats that live on site. They are in the only air-conditioned room in our facility, so they are kept cool in the summer and cool in the winter because they do prefer a cooler climate. They are cared for daily by one of our staff. Bernadette Salkoff is the co-owner of O-Rats, and she is very, very particular about caring for our rats. So she takes great care of them. They're great pets. We do breed from time to time at our facility, but we also get a lot of our rats from the agriculture teacher, Amy Thielman, who works at Chilton High School, which happens to be the town that I live in. So they are specifically bred for genetics as well as temperament. So we do from time to time sell our rats to people for pets as well. Typical lifespan on a rat is 1 to 3 years. Usually they'll work for us for about a year and a half. And after that, if we're seeing any visible tumors, we're not allowed to use them anymore for the sport of barn hunt. They will live out our lives at our facility with us until they die naturally, or if we have to take them in, they're humanely euthanized at a vet clinic.
Robin, what inspired you to develop the dog sport barn hunt?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I had actually had Doberman Pinschers for many, many years. And the culture in that breed, you know, different breeds have different purposes. And the culture in that breed was that if you were going to be serious about the breed, that you need to prove that the dog could do what it was bred to do, which was to guard people. And then back in, 2005, I was gifted a miniature pincher. It was my very first small dog. It was my first miniature pincher. And it was given to me by a good friend who bred some really nice dogs, champion dogs. And he finished his championship very quickly. And I wanted to prove that he could do what that breed was bred to do. And they were bred to hunt vermin. There was already a sport in the American Kennel Club, the AKC, called Earth Dog, where dogs will go to ground and go through tunnels to hunt rats because that emulated what they used to do. But at that time, miniature pinschers were not allowed to play in that sport. It's restricted to certain terrier breeds. So I just really wanted a way to say, hey, this dog is not only a beautiful dog, he is a functional dog, and he can do what he was bred to do. And so that's how I came up with the sport.
Sue, what got you interested in joining in and actually helping host these barn hunt events?
I started with Earth Dog as well and learned about barn hunt shortly after it started. The club that I was a member of had started having barn hunt trials. And I started back in, 2013, I believe in December of 2013 with my very first dog with barn hunt. And I was hooked from then on. Back in 2017, I met up with a lady who actually was the previous owner of O-Rats Barn Hunt Club. And we started working together. And at that point, she decided that she was going to sell the club to me, and the rest is history.
We're talking about a sport for dogs and rats called barn hunt. Our guests are Sue Kendall, co-owner of O-Rats Dog Training in Sheboygan Falls, and Robin Nuttall, founder and owner of the Barn Hunt Association. Robin, talk about what the dogs are getting out of this. What are they enjoying about barn hunt?
Well, you know, for a lot of dogs, it really is an instinctual behavior. The dogs, if you think about dogs that are bred to track, say, people, or even to find a bird, if it's a sporting dog that is dropped into the bush, that emphasizes something that we call hunt drive. And so does barn hunt. Barn hunt stimulates hunt drive in the dogs. They love solving the problem of where is this animal in this arena and let me find that animal so that I can have this satisfaction of having been able to find it. And the dogs really, really enjoy it. And a lot of the times they just turn on immediately. It's amazing to see as soon as they scent that rat, they're in it, they're on it, they understand what they're supposed to do, and it's a lot of genetics that go into that.
And Sue, I don't know if I could tell if a rat is enjoying something, but do they seem to like playing barn hunt on their side of things?
I do believe the rats enjoy their work. They're happy to hop into their tubes. When we have young rats, we do place tubes in their cages so they can go and nest in those tubes. And when they come out, there's always a tasty treat on the other side. So they're always happy to come out and they're always happy to go in.
Robin, for people who have pet dogs and think, well, maybe my dog would want to play, how do they get involved? And how do they figure out if this is the right sport, the right activity for their dog?
We are what I call a gateway sport. In other words, we have introduced a lot of people and dogs to dog sports that have never done a dog sport in their life. Our introductory class, which is called the Instinct class, is there precisely for people who haven't done this before. Their dog may not have ever scented or seen a rat before. Let's try this little class and see how they do. So we are very beginner friendly. We pride ourselves on being very welcoming to new people, and we just say, come try it.
And Sue, you've mentioned we time the dogs here, but as I understand it, this isn't like a competition, right? We're not racing my dog against your dog?
No, it's all about the teamwork between the dog and the handler. Yes, the different levels have a different amount of time. But even if you don't make time and even if you don't qualify, you're always able to walk away with the time that you spent in the ring with your dog, because you never know when that's going to be the last time you're in the ring with your dog or the last time that you get to do something fun. So there is a bit of competition within the heights of the dogs. But for the most part, it's just about you going in, and our group of people in our area are extremely supportive. We are like one big happy family. We love to have new people join us. We love the older people who come and have been coming and training with us for a long time. But we're open for anyone to come and join our group.
Robin, you've mentioned this is fast growing. We've got well over 2,000, I understand, dogs registered doing this here in Wisconsin. What do you think is driving the interest and excitement in this?
It's fairly easy to get into. It does have levels of difficulty. And as you go up, it gets more challenging from, you know, from the novices on up through what we call the master class. That's a much more challenging class. So it's keeps a mental challenge for the owners. And it's just something that's really fun to do for the dogs. And I think owners, especially now, you know, people are really busy. This is not necessarily a sport that you have to put in a couple of years of training to even compete in. It's just something that you can do on the weekend. I wanted to mention also that we are very kid friendly. We have a program just for juniors to compete. So we are really welcoming to everybody, and it's a great way for families to come out and have fun with their dog.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Robin Nuttall is founder and owner of the Barn Hunt Association. Sue Kendall, co-owner of O-Rats Dog Training LLC in Sheboygan Falls. Hey, we've got pictures. Go to WPR.org. I'm looking at one right now. They're very cute.
A unique building in Beloit is going away this month, but it wasn't supposed to be there in the first place.
As reported in the Beloit Daily News, a commercial building on Grand Avenue dating back more than a century is being demolished. The unique thing is it actually extends pretty far out over the Rock River.
The building was extended out over the river in the 1920s in violation of a court order that said the extension broke laws about navigable rivers.
The outlaw building is going away now over concerns it could eventually collapse into the Rock River.
Do you have a unique landmark like that with its own story in your community? Tell us about it. Call in, leave us a message, text us now at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. You can also find that number at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.